Follow your inner wisdom. Do not question it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Follow your inner wisdom. Do not question it. Generally speaking, we follow our inner wisdom intuitively, wonderfully, charmingly, and we never question it. It's just natural that we follow it. It's just natural that we listen to what our inner self tells us, what the inner wisdom, our conscience tells us is the thing to do. And as we follow that, we come out pretty nicely. We come out pretty well. The life is a very satisfying and rewarding experience for us. But we have to sometimes train ourselves to follow our inner wisdom and not to question it. So often, beautiful concepts will come up in our consciousness, and we will say, "Oh my goodness, I wonder where that harebrained idea came from. I wonder where that strange attitude came from. I wonder what brought that about. My goodness sakes, that's so strange, that's so unusual, that's so spectacular." Well, what happens? Our life is a world of energy. Our life is a world of activity that goes on, and an energy that goes on, and a feeling that goes on, and nothing can change it. Nothing can change it. And it seems that we don't want to change it. Nothing can change it. Now, we have an idea that comes to us, and it says, "Okay, I would like to have more friends." And then the idea comes, well, to have more friends, you be a nice guy. You be friendly. If you want friends, then be a friend. If you want friends, then be a friend. Isn't that something that we've oftentimes heard or told ourselves? And, of course, that's about the biggest lie we could ever have. Herb, how you talk. You say, that's not true. To have friends, you be a friend? No. To have friends, you like yourself 100%. You like yourself 100%. And you treat yourself 100% as though you like yourself 100%. And your energy will reveal all around you people who feel just like you do, who want to live like you do. You don't have to change anything in your attitude or your being for anybody else or yourself, but you just live who you are and be who you are. You follow your inner wisdom, and your inner wisdom says, "Hey, this is the thing I want to do, and this is how I want to do it." And all of your energy seems to coalesce and gather together and prepare itself to be a strength to you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And as you accomplish what you want to accomplish, you don't question it. You just go out and do it. Now, you'd like to have friends. Okay, stop thinking you'd like to have friends. Instead of thinking that you'd like to have friends, think that you are a fabulous guy. You're enjoying yourself. You're like, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." I tell people to say that. Say it till you're blue in the face. Because once you have gotten over the threshold of believing that and knowing that and putting that energy into work of "I like me," all the world will like you too. Our great politicians, the world likes them because they have a persuasive story that they tell. They like themselves first. They have confidence in themselves. They believe that what they're doing is right. They like me. They like themselves. And when they say they like me, when they say they like themselves, then the people believe in them. Now, if a politician ever got up and said, "I don't believe in myself, I don't think that the things I'm doing are going to be able to be accomplished because they're just too outstanding, they just could not ever be done," you don't vote for them. You only vote for the dreamers, the people who believe in themselves, the people who have the choice that they want for themselves. They follow their inner wisdom, and they do not question it. As you would say, anyone in their right mind would never follow that inner wisdom, would never follow that, would never do things like they're doing. Well, why not? Why not? Because these things all have a way of resolving themselves. They all have a way of coming around and being something beautiful. We look at the way the United States government is spending money and the way it's doing things, and we think to ourselves, well, what a strange way to do it. Well, instead of thinking what a strange way to do it, think, hey, that is not a strange way to do it. They don't question it. The idea came because the idea was real, and they expedited it. And in the process of expediting it, they're able to bring about a most wonderful world, a most wonderful universe, a most wonderful country. Sure, it's not real, but what is real? They manufacture more money to have money so they can spend it, and sure, it's going to reduce the value here and there, but it's not going to be the end and all. It's just a step, and that step is one that they follow their inner wisdom, and they don't question it, and in the process, it all works out. When the Great Depression back in the 20s and 30s took place, people thought, my goodness, how can they do this? How can the government hire people when the government doesn't even have money, and nobody has money, and how could they do these things? And they did it. And it came through quite nicely. And they didn't stay that way because that was on a negative basis, on a basis of spending money that they didn't definitely have. And so what they really should do is stop spending money in ways that are not going to be beneficial. Now, you say, well, what could ever not be beneficial? Well, you and I would have certain attitudes that would say certain things should not be spent. And we would say we should spend it on our own country first, we should take care of our own things first, and what have you. Well, that's great. That's great. You look at a nation like Switzerland, and Switzerland has its own army, but it is not an aggressive country. Its aggressiveness is on making money. Its aggressiveness is on just being a wealthy nation, and it truly is. And why is it that all the other nations of the world don't come rushing in there and try to take it? Well, that's not the Swiss idea that that's to be done. They don't believe that people are going to come in and take over their nation. And they don't. And there are other nations like that too. But now, why couldn't the United States be like that? Why couldn't all the nations of the world be like that? Well, follow your inner wisdom and don't question it. This is what many people want to have. They want to be peacemakers. They want to say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And as they say this, they want to bring that thing about in their life. And they do. They do. We have had presidents who have been peacemakers, and they were thought to be good presidents. We have presidents who were thought to be peacemakers by going to war against other nations, and they were thought to be bad presidents, or presidents that left us with very unhappy situations. Well, now, that doesn't have to be that way. Reminds me of the person that I heard about. And he was a father, and he had a couple of sons. And one son was of military age. And the father was never concerned about everything. He just placed everything in divine order. And he bought a horse. And this horse was a nice horse, but a little bit frisky. Well, the horse had a problem. And the neighbors all said, well, you got a bad buy there. No, no, nothing happened by chance, the farmer said. And so then the son was training the horse. And while the son was training the horse bucked the son off, and the son broke his leg. And so he was not able to walk on it. And the friends said, look at that, you've got this bad horse, and now the horse makes your son break his leg, and he won't be helpful to you on the farm, and that's pretty bad. And the man said, no, everything happens in divine right order. All happens for good. And then the military came by, and they were conscripting men all over the countryside to go to war. And they came to the farmer's house and said, I understand you have a son who is military age. And the farmer said, yes. And so they looked at the boy with his broken leg, and they said, he's no good to us. And so they left. And the friends all said, well, isn't that a shame? Your son didn't have an opportunity to go to war. And the farmer says, yes, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? It appeared to be something for bad, but it was truly, in my thinking, something that was very good. We oftentimes look at circumstances and we don't look beyond the gift that is there. We don't look beyond and see what's really going on. We are afraid, and we are thinking to ourselves that we question it. And as we question it, then the wisdom is lost. But when we don't question it, and we just flow with whatever is going on in our own pure energy system, we find great and wonderful things taking place. And truly, this is a great and wonderful thing that takes place for all of us. If we call it good, it'll be good. If we call it evil, it'll be evil. Wherever we place our energy, wherever we place our confidence, wherever we place our belief, there is where we get that experience. Now, what experience do you want in your life? Do you want health? Then think about health. Do you want wealth? Then think about wealth. If you think about the lack of health or the lack of wealth, then you're empowering that in your life. But if you think about wealth, everything that you think about is in wealth, everything you dream about is in wealth, the type of cars you envision for yourself, the type of house you envision, the type of world you live in, the type of business you have, or the type of income you have, you think of wealth, and it is so. And when you want health, then you think of health. You think, what a wonderful body I have. How marvelously made it is. How beautiful it is. And as you think these thoughts, as you put this energy in motion for your body, for your life and your affairs, that's exactly what you have. That's exactly what you get. No more, no less. But it's all by your choice. Now, is that your choice? Is that your following your inner wisdom? And is that following your inner wisdom without question? Do you believe that you are all that you wish to be right now? It's not that it's going to be. If you don't have it in your heart, in your consciousness, in your thought, in your belief about yourself right now, you never will. But if you have it there now, it'll always be there. And this is your reality. It's my reality. It's the reality. Claim it, name it, enjoy it, and experience it now. Because it truly is something quite exciting. Have a lovely day, and be wealthy. Be healthy. Now. I love you. I love you. I love you.